Now, Durban Sings is a regional audio media and oral history project with a story to tell. The project uses street recordings and internet audio to create an open platform for contributions and remixes from artists and activists around the world. This project is an audio bridge between communities, artists, and activist groups in KwaZulu-Natal and the rest of the world. And my guests in the Johannesburg studio are Claudia Vigna and Mulifi Ndlovu, who are from the University of KwaZulu-Natal. Welcome to Afternoon Talk.
Okay, thank you.
Well, let's give a listen.
This is Durban Sings.
Now, those two clips you heard were from the opening sequence of the Durban Sings disc. Now, what is the aim of this project, Claudia?
The aim of the Durban Sings oral media and audio media and oral history project is it's a joint research project of community groups in the townships around Durban. It's based at the Center for Civil Society at the University of KwaZulu-Natal, who also supports the project. Another supporter we should mention is the Rosa Luxemburg Foundation. And the aim is to test two research hypotheses. So it's a shared research project with these people, and the hypotheses are that media can be a means of community development, and communities can be the agent of media development.
Now, Mulifi, how do you go about collecting, finding the subjects that you interview, and can you give us a bit of background into the clips that we just heard?
Yes, as Claudia, thank you again for inviting us. Basically, as Claudia said, it's an outreach effort at the Center for Civil Society. And the plan here was we needed to have a way that we could involve community groups beyond just them being invited to events at the universities far away and things like that. And one of the things that we identified with the groups, with the outreach work that we had been doing, was that there was a need for an outlet, a way for people to talk to each other, represent themselves directly. So we thought the oral history could be a basis from which we can build content for sort of community-based media production sites where the different groups then can communicate and also represent themselves on a day-to-day basis.
Because there is more to the communities in Durban than just people who make beads.
Yeah, right? Well, for sure.
Yeah. Now, what image of Durban have we not been exposed to that is uncovered through this project?
Partly because of the unequal way that our history has been told. Many spaces in the country remain unknown to most people. The general South African public is not quite aware of contexts or conditions of places that are seen to be in the peripheries. Durban is replete with such places, informal settlements, people living in peri-rural communities, doing interesting things, surviving, but not being able to be seen. And this has made like an impression that people should leave their communities and move to city centers and things like that, where opportunities are and so on. So what we're trying to show in the project is the real lived experiences of communities of ordinary people across the country, and even make an intervention in the way that the history of South African stories has often been favoring centered places. Yeah.
I'm speaking to Molefe Ndlovu, who is a research fellow at the Center for Civil Society at the University of KwaZulu-Natal. Also joining me is Claudia Wegner, who is a radio media teacher and activist, and she's a visiting scholar at the Center for Civil Society at UKZN. Our lines are open. If you have any questions or comment, give us a call on 0891-104207. That's 0891-104207. You're welcome to send your comments in via SMS to 34701, and that SMS will cost you R2. Now, Claudia, what methodologies have you recommended for participants in this project?
Yes, picking up from Molefe again, it's the methodology of oral history that we are suggesting, and we have already been running with the help of the Center for Civil Society a 1-week intensive workshop on oral history with 10 community groups, and they are all queued up now to go into production. And this media project, Durban Sings, it should actually be a vehicle that each of the communities also can carry on with a media center of their own, and also with their oral history research projects to get their local stories out and produced and edited in the way that seems suitable to them. So it brings together content research and broadcast research, slow broadcast research, as we call it.
How many people does this involve?
We're working with teams of about three to five people per site. So as a production team, which is going to be the notion of a collective, editorial collective. Because the idea that we're trying to do is to say that we want to assist existing organizations and initiate a media initiative within organizations. So the production teams are spread across from the sites, and then they're also centralized into the university at the center as a central sort of editing and collective choice-making sessions. So at the sites, it's five participants at each site, and then at the central editorial meetings, then we have 30 people that are regular contributors and participants in the development of the project and the story and methods and things.
Now you have Dennis Brutus participating in this. Can you tell us a little bit about his involvement?
Well, the idea is really to link closely the people who are working at the Center for Civil Society and the community groups. The general link is there, but to just strengthen this connection. And Dennis contributed from his rich memory resources and political activism with quite some ideas to the project, and with a poem called Memory. And so the idea is also that through the work in the communities, the center knows more about the communities, but also this challenging way of doing oral history and media is also challenging back into the academy and gets an exchange going back and forth. And Dennis is really a figurehead.
He is a literature teacher, and he spent most of his life working around participative methodologies, using the arts as a means for social change and so on. So, for the training and so on, he plays like a overall facilitator, oversight type of thing from the center, but he also helps with the content.
Now, it's very well and good. You've got the resources in terms of the wonderful work that's been done at the University of KwaZulu-Natal. I mean, they've become known in this country as the University for Human Sciences. Mm-hmm. But to what extent have you prioritized the use of indigenous language as part of collecting these histories?
Yes, the whole purpose of the Durban Sings is exactly to make an argument, at least in the theoretical sense, around the legitimacy of indigenous knowledge systems, especially the question about knowledge, especially in a country like South Africa, where the importance of language is also related to economic and other power questions. And so it also contributes to the either peripheralization of the majority of people, or also the feeling of alienation of people not feeling to be part of it. So we use things like parts of language, especially that have been preserved over the years. So the notion of proverbs, which is an indigenous knowledge archive that is there, that has been shared across the generations as a sort of a springboard from which we can start the dialogue between generations of young people and the elders and so on.
I'm speaking to Molefe Ndlovu and Claudia Wegner, and we're discussing the Durban Sings Oral History Project. And you're listening to Afternoon Talk with Karabo Kholeng, and we're chatting about Durban Sings, which is a regional audio media and oral history project brought to us by the Center for Civil Society at the University of KwaZulu-Natal. My hosts this afternoon are Claudia Wegner and Claudia Wegner and Molefe Ndlovu. We chatted earlier on about the fact that Dennis Brutus is involved in this, and the use of language, and why it is important to understand interesting and different ways of speaking and using those ways of speaking to record our history. Well, let's hear a few sound clips from what Mr. Brutus has to say, as well as some other aspects of this oral history project.
Because I know you're interested in memory, I'll just pursue one idea that intrigues me. Sometimes a memory is superimposed on an earlier memory, and then the earlier memory and the later memory are variations, perhaps on the same theme, or more ironically, the one is a contradiction of the other. So it's a very intricate process, which in South Africa, it seems to me, is more complex than in other parts of the world. Perhaps Germany could share it, because it is people who do not want to remember the past, but they feel a duty to uncover the past. So they will both uncover it, but at the same time try to distance themselves from it.
KWG, Spetsi Mikey, Petsi Nobongs, Sambanga Makanda Pel, Velenga Makanda, Veluka Bakaba, Mrepusuzo Salas Figiles Genil Hall, Velenga Makanda, Veluka Bakaba, Mrepusuzo Salas Figiles Genil Hall, 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 come on.
Mhlabumhlumezile manje sami lesikhathi sokuthi ngihlome ngihlasele ngalo lwazi oluma ngoba ngale nkondlo evuthela esobaqhuthi baqhubula qhakezeka umhlaba ngoba sijula ngolwazi emajukujwini asejungle deep down underground qhamo sesiqhuma njengesiphethu awukade sasiqhuzuka sasihuzuka sasibhuzuka wasalumfokasana phakathi kwabangani sengisho umtshingo besingubani angizange aphela moya njengesoshashona khona ngaphinde ngathambula ngafuwa ngayithola uhlale kwazi lokubheke seluzalo nompumelela.
Come on, come on, siyahlephula.
So then I think to myself, then who am I? What am I? And then all the apartheid that happened that time, sometimes because we think it doesn't affect us, and then you feel the pain of it when you go to the farm and you can't speak complete Zulu, but you look like a Zulu. And then they say, hey, no, we are in jail. And then you come to Durban, where you've grown up, and you look like a Zulu, but you're speaking English. And then the people say, excuse the term, but we use it. Look at this girl. She's acting.
Some interesting points made there. It shows how oral history contributes to how we remember our past. And I think that's it's a very important element to this project. Now, how do you monitor it? Because there's so many things going on at the same time.
Yes, it's quite an ambitious plan, but the idea is that we want to set up these hubs. In fact, they are already on the process of being set up so that they are self-sustaining at the site. And the only way that it is managed is through a collective editing and production process in worked out in the form of workshops and editorial sessions. And so far, what we have said is that each of the sites, the groups, the organizations take over the everyday management coordination task at each of the site. And then in periodic moments, then we come together, we share some experiences, also some limitations. But overall, it is the institutionally, it's being supported through the outreach work of the Center for Civil Society. And so the other...
And in a way, also, there's a public way of monitoring almost through the Volpi lecture that is coming up in June, where we invited the Nigerian engineer, scholar, and media activist, Tunde Adegbola, to talk to with us and consult with all the communities and then present a participatory VoIPI lecture, the first of its kind at UKZN. So it's in a way a public way of monitoring.
And when will the whole project be finished? Is there going to be a comprehensive body of work through which we can actually see how the project progressed?
Yes, I mean the whole project in completion is about a 3-year plan. But the Durban Sinks portion of it, we are aiming to seal it quite soon. July 7th is the final time that we hope to have publications out and a write-up prepared and so on. But at the VoIPI lecture that Claudia mentions, it will be sort of a public dissemination and review session and also preparing for the transition now from Durban to other parts of the country. Like Johannesburg, we hope, yes.
Well, it looks very exciting. Well, thanks for coming through to Johannesburg and having a chat with us on Afternoon
and
Talk.
And we should mention our website, which is it's on www.durbansinks.wordpress.com. You can find all our audio clips free to upload, and please respond in written word or audio productions, whatever we would like to. The whole project is about this correspondence between listeners.
So that's www.durbansinks.wordpress.com. Mm. All right. Claudia Wegner and Mulefin Glove, thank you for joining us on Afternoon Talk.